Gotta say bye to Todd.
Oh, it's your last day.
There's a cupcake.
Yes, there is.
I suppose I will.
There's a cupcake here if you want a cupcake.
Yes, I didn't intend it to.
Sorry.
Here, you grab an extra agenda.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is this somebody's?
Oh, supposed to be Arthur, if he.
Is there any others?
Oh, like more packets?
Like just a regular.
Oh, just the regular one? Yeah, we've got a couple over here.
A gentleman.
Just a sheet, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
So is that Arthur's seat, the last one?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been lucky so far.
Yeah.
It's been like the hottest day of the.
I'll just put that in front of his agenda.
Was Arthur coming?
Well, I think.
As far as we know, yes.
I think so, he responded to my email with an email correction, but thank you.
Okay, we'll call a meeting to order at 4:34. Roll call.
Okay. Tim Oberbrocklein.
Present.
Ron Moosman.
Present.
Todd McNall.
Present.
Ron Lower.
Here.
Crystal Walter.
Here.
Diana Pagan.
Present.
Arthur Kim. And Ryan Russell.
Here. Awesome. And if we could have our guests introduce themselves.
Ex-HBC member Bob Grafton. Here.
Cindy Haddish, St. Clair Heritage.
It's time for our public comment. Did either of you two have a public comment?
I appreciate working with Todd all these past years. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
That's not what you said 2 days ago.
No. Not my ears, Virginia.
Has everyone had a chance to review the whole agenda?
Yes.
And if so, does anyone need to recuse themselves for any of it? So I guess we could just go right on with number 3, historic. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Ron. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes.
If there aren't any questions, do I have a motion to approve?
A motion to approve the minutes from last meeting.
It's been first and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Now number 3, presentations. First one's historic rehab, I can't say that word, sorry. Rehabilitation program FY20 projects.
All right. We just kind of are wrapping up our funding cycle for Historic Rehab Program FY20. So I wanted to kind of come back and let you all know what we funded for this fiscal year, well, this coming fiscal year. So I'll just kind of go through this quickly. But just a refresher, Historic Rehab Program, we fund exterior rehab projects in the local historic districts and for local landmarks. Our FY20 budget this year was $50,000. $25,000 comes from the general fund and $25,000 comes from a TIF fund. And eligible projects include painting, roof repair, window repair and replacement, front porch, those kinds of things. So I'm just going to go kind of quickly through all the projects. 1858 Second Ave Southeast, so he's doing a porch and garage re-roofing. You can see this house is in some pretty rough shape, so that's exciting that he's fixing it up. So he got a $7,500 grant to do that work. Next one, 359 17th Street Southeast. This is actually a house that you guys saw. They were doing some window work, but this grant is for roof repair as well, and they got a $7,500 grant. 1722 Blake Boulevard Southeast. As you can see, the front steps there are crumbling, so he's doing some repair work with the steps, and he got a $1,900 grant. 1844 Second Ave Southeast, another front steps, they're actually replacing the front steps with like materials. They got a $5,000 grant. 1640 Park Ave Southeast, they are painting the house, and there's a little shed you'll see on the left side of the house that they're doing, and they got a $3,000 grant. 1630 Park Ave, which is right next door, She is repairing all of her, almost all of her wood windows and also installing wood storm windows, and got a $7,500 grant for that project. 1642nd Ave Southeast is another roof repair. They got a $7,500 grant. So those are all the projects that we've currently committed to funding. So it's 7 total projects. We've committed about $40,886. That leaves a remaining $9,114. I just recently found out that we have some additional funds from rollover, and also our program used to be a loan and grant program, and some of those loans got paid back. So we have an additional $34,000 to give out. So all in all, that leaves us at, what, $43,000-ish? And I'm going to be giving those out on a first-come, first-served basis going into FY20.
What's the public, are they happy? What's kind of feedback are you getting back from the people that apply for this? Are they excited about it, or?
Super excited, yeah. I think the moment, you know, people find out about it and they have a project, it's like seamless. Like, they're like, let's do this. They get 2 bids, and it's been really great. So I think the toughest part of this project is, or this program, is just educating people about it and just getting the word out constantly. So.
So, I mean, over the last year, we've approved how many people to change their windows. Why did they not apply?
That's a good question. I try to let them know, like most of our applicants, when they apply, I try to let them know about the program. You know, it is not always, like, you know, in their budget to do, like, all of their windows, or they're just not interested in, like, going through the process of applying. Maybe it requires more education. Like, this is actually really easy. You don't have to do a whole lot to get through it. But we try to at least let them know when they do come to you.
There's
guys.
No income restraint or anything like that?
Nope. It's your income determines how much of a grant you get sometimes, but otherwise, yeah.
What is the process?
The process is filling out an application and getting 2 bids for the project. And then once that happens and you're approved, we get an agreement signed with you, you do your project, and then you get reimbursed with the grant amount.
And it's the lowest bid, correct?
We base the grant off the lowest bid.
Is there a timeline that the project has to be completed? Like, do you give them?
I give them a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you actually get reimbursed. They have to find some kind of a loan to actually pay for it. And then...
Correct. That is a burden for some people. I've had a couple people not be able to do the program because it was too much. It was too costly for them to front the money.
Yep.
When I did it, they allowed the contractor to be paid for his half through the state, through the city directly. Do they not do that anymore?
No, we don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They wanted him to invoice them directly, but I ended up being able to pay them, so I do it. But that's fine. I was just wondering maybe if that will help.
Yeah, we definitely explored that when we were revising this program, because I thought that would be a great way to do it, mm-hmm. but there are certain city procedures that we can't do that.
Got it.
Is there anything you would change or modify about the program?
You know, I really want to get this to be a well-oiled machine before I start thinking about how I want to change it. So, like, I want us, you know, spend the rest of this money that we have. So I'm, you know, continuing to reach out to
people. My opportunity to help you get there to a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, exactly. So if, like, once I, like, spend, you know, get this money spent, and we're feeling good about that, then I'm probably going to start thinking, how can we make it even better? But
and we did make a lot of changes when we changed it from a no-interest loan to a free grant.
Yeah, so this is kind of our first trial run on that, and I'm getting lots of positive feedback.
Have you had any negativity from people that paid it back and now they can do it for free?
I haven't heard any.
We also opened it up from residential to everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. Commercial.
I haven't had any local landmarks apply yet, so.
I wanted to do my carriage house, but I don't feel right applying for it. Being on the board, I think it's best I stay away from it. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
You don't have a vested
interest. We don't want to waste that money.
To that point, though, didn't we not get more money allocated because it wasn't all used?
This past year, we didn't, correct. Yep. So, yeah.
I still feel, just me personally, would feel kind of not rich by any means, but I'd rather keep the money available for people that are in our districts that some of those neighborhoods are a little harder across for income.
Yeah.
I'm not making sure I'm just, so I've just stayed away.
Yeah, well, and I really appreciate if you guys are talking with people in the district or local landmark owners to continue to tell them about this program.
Our Perkins House hasn't contacted you?
No. He's actually, he applied for a different house. Well, actually, one of the houses he applied for, and he's gotten it before, too. Okay. So.
Are there any questions on this presentation? We had a late arrival. Can we find out who she
is? Sure.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I am Abby Huff, and as of next month, I will be on the HPC.
Great.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay. Close that out.
That's it.
We'll go on to action items 4A, demolition and facade structure modification reviews, business 2416, 29th Avenue Southwest, primary structure demolition.
Okay, so on the right there, you'll see an aerial photograph showing the parcel highlighted in red. There's a blue circle towards the bottom right around the structure. It's a 1.5 story house built in 1925. It has not been surveyed. Oh, I guess you can go back. So this is on the southwest side. So there's some of the cross streets there for reference. And I believe that's, is that Cherry? Oh, never mind. I was going to say, I believe that's a city park off to the left. But so 27th Street is the other cross street. So here's a shot of the front of the house, the sides, the west and the east. It is a poor candidate for local landmarking, no evidence of historic significance, and staff recommends immediate release.
Can you go back to the side picture? I would love to have those lightning rods. I did talk to Mark. He has taken pictures. He's done his research, and he's okay if this comes down. But if anyone has any questions or anything to add to it. Nothing?
Motion to approve demolition.
Have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Second one is option or action item 4A2, 2241st Street, Avenue Southwest, primary structure demolition.
So the structure is a 1.5 story house. It was built in 1948. It hasn't been surveyed. The location is shown on there. I believe it's right off of 6th Street Southwest, and it's actually an industrial site right now. Here's a picture of the house. That's just the side. We don't believe it's a good candidate for local landmarking, and there's no evidence of historic significance, so we're recommending immediate release.
Any questions? Someone's got to have a question because we can't get out of here before 5 o'clock. That's just unheard of. I did talk to Mark on this one as well. He did take pictures and he did historical research, and it's nothing valid, so he's okay with it coming down.
It's like a little farmhouse, is that what it is?
Overgrown.
It was built in 1948, so.
That was Prairie Creek. You could just see the top of the image.
Okay.
To me, it doesn't seem like it would have been a farmhouse just because there's not a ton of land around, but.
Yeah, no, probably not. House. It just, from here, it kind of looked like it almost was, but.
Do I have a motion?
Yeah, a motion to approve demolition.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Jeez, we should have ordered a pizza too, I think. Ryan, don't get used to this.
I'm not.
Usually we're here 2 hours, so. Okay, we'll move on to five, discussion items, proactive preservation.
We don't have any items.
Bottle Works got approved as local landmarks on number six. We will be making an application for some of that. Also, I had a very productive meeting with the Imam at the Mother Mosque, and I think there'll be another local landmark application, and one either next meeting or meeting after.
Oh, awesome.
I went to the Preservation Showcase, put on by Friends of Preservation. I think they really had good attendance. A lot of good projects were reviewed and awards went to. I went on one of the bus tours with Mark, and we kind of hit all four quadrants and saw a lot of interesting things. And I was really happy with the amount of turnout. There was really a lot of stuff, you know, between the PCI and the fire department and the stuff that you could do at the History Center, and then going through the Asada, which is a lot of good stuff. Yeah. So keep up the good work.
I got it. Thank you. I got to tell you, I went home that night because I went from 6:30 until about 7 nonstop. I'm not whining. What kind of I? I went to bed. I got a massive cramp in my leg because I did those tours all day, four stories. I thought, if this is what it's like to have a baby, I'm glad I'm not a woman. It was horrific. I'm serious. When I knew you can walk them off, I couldn't. I was just about, I started to get.
So, I did hear you comment about climbing the stairs.
Oh my God, I'm getting old because I'd get up there and I used to be able to do those tours and just get in. And that's so yeah, we had a good turnout. It was hard to tell because it went from the fire station to PCI, and it's a huge area. Fire station had a wonderful turnout. They were really packed. And PCI had a good, so yeah, it was a good event.
Bob, don't tell Amanda, but I'm going to ask Amanda to give just an update that I can share with the group the next time. Don't warn her.
Yes, it's got a great window workshop.
Yeah. We'll be posting stuff on the Friends website. Amanda out of the award show. We had technical problems with getting her laptop to talk with their more modern equipment that they had. So she did get to do a really good video that introduced each award. So we're going to put the whole video on the website so people can watch that.
You can always at the next meeting too, we can.
Yeah, we could show it.
Show that.
Yeah. Yeah. She was pretty sad, but still was a good attendance for the award show, and I think people enjoyed it. Any other discussion?
And thank you for helping us with funding on this.
Yes. Okay, 5B, Dry Creek Sub Tower, 6135 Ridgemont Drive Northeast.
I know Ron had requested to add this to discussion.
And I guess I'll explain why I request it, because in the past, in 2015 and 2017, the commission voted on whether to comment or not comment on cell towers. And I drove by out there and I don't see any reason to comment on this particular one because it's pretty much an industrial area.
Yeah.
But one of the things we learned at the summit, and I don't know who was in that particular class, is that there can be an adverse effect from a cell tower.
Yeah, on this visual.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll know without talking about them or seeing them if there is one or not. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it. So. Now it's not an action item, I know.
Right.
Of course, if you look in the history, one was an action item and one was a discussion item, and we voted on both of them. So I don't know exactly what that means, but
I kind of figured we could always add it as an action item.
Yeah, and I don't really see a reason to do it unless the rest of them want to do it.
So just, and I apologize for not having an aerial photograph, but this is over by, if you know where Target is on Blairsbury Road,
mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
a new residential development going in just north of that.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of back there. It's a, I think it's, I was calling it a substation, but it's a transformer farm, I guess. So it's a square piece of property, fenced, that has a bunch of electrical transformer things in it. There's a couple towers. there's, it's a, the current one is an 80 to 85 foot, and it's being replaced with one of the exact same size. So it's kind of a little bit of background on it.
The thing that surprised me, because I hadn't been back there before either, and they are building all these apartments and stuff back there, and I thought, what an awful thing to look at, that substation. You know, it's just, it's not anywhere I would want to be, I guess, but it's convenient to target.
You can buy the visual easement or something, because the example they brought up was the fact that they were concerned about wind tower farms down around the Madison bridges. And they were talking about going to the property owners and you know, purchasing that to keep the wind towers out of the visual background. So, and we got into the same discussion at Bottle Works because of that corner right there and looking downtown. So I don't know what the HPC would have, but that is something that people are becoming more concerned about. Is I bought this property and it went beautiful this way, and then all of a sudden I've got a brick building or something in my window.
So right behind us, when the Army Corps was looking at flood control, their go-to, because whenever you have, the more breaks in flood control that you have, the more chances of failure. So they were looking at a full-size wall, and actually it was the State Historic Preservation Office that said, well, you've got this historic view shed from the courthouse and that, so now we'll have basically, I don't know the exact sizes, but we'll have a short permanent wall with columns, and then there's aluminum stop logs that can be placed in between those columns to get it up to the full height. So that's another example of
very nice.
Kind of that, what that means with that view.
But I think it's worth, you know, being aware of those kind of things coming in.
The water tower that we voted, I think we agreed in front of, now it's three.
Front bar.
Third.
Third. Yep.
Has that been taken down, or is that still there?
That has not been taken down yet.
That was our first meeting, actually.
That's been about a year, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's got nothing to do with these. I was just curious.
I watch for it every time. Like, is it going in?
I think you'll know, because you'll have traffic backed up to Council Street. They'll have to block off a fair section of Blair's Ferry to do that.
There's not many more streets they can block off.
Oh, my.
You know, if you take a detour, but you don't take the detour, the suggested detour, I guarantee you'll run into another detour.
Oh, yeah.
You got to follow the detours, because just sometimes they're on the wrong.
That's
right.
Just proof that you can see what we're doing with your dollars, right? Yeah. If you live in the city, or you bought gas, or, you know, bought something here.
I keep telling people, you know, people were telling me about the cones. I said, wait until everything's done. You're really going to enjoy the nice roads.
Yeah.
Okay. Recognition of someone, I don't know who. I'll start, since I served with you, Todd, for the longest.
Oh, my God.
Is this where the roast starts?
I truly appreciate everything you've done for me, from your architectural input, because we none of us have that. I even appreciate when you and I disagreed strongly on stuff, because it created conversation, and sometimes a conversation was a build your bridge to a better outcome. So I'm going to really, really miss you, as I did Amanda and Bob. I'm sorry to see you go. And there's a card over there. And Arthur, I don't think you got to sign it.
I wasn't here last week.
So if you could sign it, it's right next to you. I tried to do this to you, but you wouldn't look at me. So if anyone else has anything to say, now would be the time to do it.
I definitely appreciated your perspective from from an architectural standpoint, so I will definitely miss you and all the input that you add everywhere that you go, all the subcommittees and
I'm also not sure we're at with Beaver Park, but don't give up on us on that. I need to call out on you to help.
Can I get the last word? I'm not going to get emotional. Sometimes I wear my heart on my sleeve. I want to thank CR and especially thank the staff members. I was kind of going through, I couldn't get all the names. I went through a lot of mental pictures the last couple of days of the number of staff that we've had down here. I think we've had at least 6 or 7 main contacts over the years. That's 9 years. I know it's not easy all the time, but you guys do. You kind of put up with what we're doing. You guys are really efficient and work very hard at what you do. I want to thank fellow and new commissioners. I hope everybody decides to stick it out the 9 years like I did. I really enjoyed what I've done, as Bob and Ron and Tim will attest. I do get passionate sometime about this, and Tim, as you mentioned, I know that we've disagreed on things, but you know, I think it's always been for the best of the discussion. I think over the years that we've done a lot of really good work here. You know, I look back at the preservation showcases that we've done, the 5 of them. When we invested the money in bringing the state convention here for the history and the streets, I can't remember what it was, but it's the one the state commission, the one that you guys went to, was here in Cedar Rapids, like 5 years ago. I think that was, you know, I think that we've done some really good things. I really appreciate, and I think as moving forward, I think everybody here is really passionate about what you're doing. You need to trust yourself. I know you guys questioned that Mark's not going to be here. It'll work itself out. You guys, I think you have a good gut feeling, and if you trust what you're doing and trust the process, I think that you guys will be able to, you won't go down a wrong street. I really enjoyed being on the commission, and I really don't know what I'm going to do with every other Thursday night. So, thank you.
Still come.
And there are cupcakes there. Todd, you've got a card there. There's cupcakes there. Please help yourself. Ron, brought them. You've already had one. Have two. Any announcements? Do I have a
motion to adjourn?
I'd like to move to adjourn the meeting.
And have a cupcake?
I've already had one.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor for adjournment?
Please have my name down there for the adjourn.
Got it.
That's not how it works.
Well, that was a record.
I'm not sure.